We're in Psalm 106 in our reading, and we're going to be in verses 1 through 5 this morning. And I want to tell you what Matthew Henry says about these verses. He says, "None of our sins or sufferings should prevent our ascribing glory and praise to the Lord. The more unworthy we are, the more is his kindness to be admired." Amen. "And those who depend upon the Redeemer's righteousness will endeavor to copy his example by word and deed to show forth his praise. God's people have the reason to be cheerful people and need not envy the children of men, their pleasure or pride." Somehow, does it just, we're God's people and we see somebody who doesn't have Jesus and they're doing better than we are some days. Not really. We have no reason to envy that. We have the best. We have Jesus. We have his righteousness. We have his protection and his covering. J. Vernon McGee says, "It shows us Israel's failure and God's faithfulness." And that's what Psalm 106 is all about. If you read it, you get the entire history of the Jewish people. Amen. It's a review of what happened, and it's a review of their failure and God's goodness to them over and over and over again. The psalmist starts the psalm by saying, from the Message translation, "Hallelujah, thank God." And why? Because he's good, because his love lasts. Does God's love last? Amen. From the New Living, it says, "Praise the Lord. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His faithful love endures forever." That's something we can praise about this morning. I'm going to read these five verses from three translations. The Passion Translation says, "Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Everyone thank God, for he is good and easy to please." How many of you think he's easy to please? As we sneak right into Jesus' righteousness pleased the Father. Amen. Amen. Verse 2, the Message says, "But who on earth can do it? Declaim God's mighty acts. Broadcast all his praises." The New Living says, "Who can list the glorious miracles of the Lord? Who can ever praise him enough?" And the Passion Translation says, "Who could ever fully describe your glorious miracles, Yahweh? Who could ever praise you enough?" Can we praise him enough? And verse 3 from the Message says, "You're one happy man when you do what's right, one happy woman when you form the habit of justice." New Living says, "There is joy for those who deal justly with others and always do what is right." The Passion Translation says, "The happiest one on earth is the one who keeps your word and clings to righteousness every moment." As we cling to Jesus, put an equal sign, we keep his word. As we have our eyes fixed on him, we will keep his word. The Holy Spirit in us enables us to do so. And verse 4, the Message translation, "Remember me, God, when you enjoy your people. Include me when you save them. I want to see your chosen succeed and celebrate with your celebrating nation. Join in the hallelujahs of your pride and joy." That's what they wanted to do. The New Living says, "Remember me, Lord, when you show favor to your people. Come near and rescue me." Amen. And the Passion, "So remember me, Lord, as you take joy in your people, and when you come to bring the blessings of salvation, don't forget me." Lord, don't forget me. When you bring salvation to your people, I want to be remembered, and I want to be in that joyous group. And the last verse from the Message is, "I want to see your chosen succeed and celebrate with your celebrating nation. Join the hallelujahs of your pride and joy." And the New Living says, "Let me share in the prosperity of your chosen ones. Let me rejoice in the joy of your people. Let me praise you with those who are your heritage." There is coming a day, folks. Amen. Hallelujah. Passion says, "Let me share in the wealth and beauty of all your lovers. Rejoice with your nation in all their joys. And let me share in the glory you give to your chosen ones. Wow, that is at the beginning of a psalm that lists the history of Israel. What a way to start. Amen. It gives us hope. I'm going to be in that company. How about you?
Amen.
Let's stand and let's say it from the Passion Translation this morning. You think I kind of am liking that Bible?
I think so.
I think I am. I really do. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Everyone, thank God for he is good and easy to please. Your tender love for us, Lord, continues forever. Who could ever fully describe your glorious miracles? Yahweh, who could ever praise you enough? The happiest one on the earth is the one who keeps your word and clings to righteousness every moment. So remember me, Lord, as you take joy in your people. And when you come to bring the blessings of salvation, don't forget me. Let me share in the wealth and beauty of all your lovers. Rejoice with your nation in all their joys, and let me share in the glory you give to your chosen ones.
Glory, hallelujah. I'm going to praise him. How about you?